Good morning and welcome to Hope United Methodist Church. We're excited for you to join us in worship from wherever you may be at. A few announcements before we begin worship today. Please note that I'm having outdoor office hours every Wednesday from 9 until 12. And this week I will be at Hathaway under the pavilion. So please stop by and see me. Also remember that next Sunday, September 6th, we'll be having drive-through communion as part of our worship experience and service, so I hope that you'll drive through the church parking lot off of Center Road and follow the direction of it between noon and 2 to receive communion. I will be out there under the tent. As well, thank you again for all your survey responses. We're using all of them to help us move forward. Please check your inbox for the follow-up survey that we sent out with some updated questions for further clarification for planning. If you have any questions, let me know, but you should have gotten that email by now. So if you have not seen it, have not gotten it, or have not received one in the mail, please reach out to us and let us know. Finally, remember that we have Zoom Bible study every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, and we also have a weekly meal happening on Wednesdays. That information can be gained by checking our website, checking our Facebook, or going and calling the church office. So, hopefully that's not too much information for you, but please take that, and hopefully I'll see you around for some of those events. Now let us take a time of reflection and listen to music and prepare our hearts, minds, and souls for worship as we listen to our prelude.
Holy One of Nazareth, we see you calm storms, heal illnesses, even restore life. Yet we still struggle to trust you. You send us out, but we want to stay home. You provide partners for the journey, but we want to go it alone. You give us the authority over evil, but we don't know how to use it. You say we need only the clothes on our back and a staff in our hand. But we pile the car full of food, clothes, tools, and toys. We make sure our phones are charged and our GPS is turned on. You tell us to accept hospitality, but we don't like to put our people out. You say that if people are unkind, we should simply shake the dust off our feet. But we would rather get mad and post about it on social media. We have much to learn from you, Jesus, about traveling gracefully through life. Forgive our failings and grant us deeper trust.
Sailing at sea, tossed on a cold stormy night. Through well the sea, which seems so wide, with waves so high. This single ship sailed the deep sea, straight into the gale. Oh, is the peril, dangerous to all assail. Strong winds arose in all their rage, tossing the tiny long boat. Waves billowing high, tossing the boat, lost and afloat. The sailors stood all alone, wondering what to do. Oh Lord, so helpless was he, wondering what to do. Storms in our lives, cruel and cold, surely will arise again. Threatening life, threatening us on life's wild sea. Powerful and great, God's hand is there, firmly in control. Oh Lord, calm peace comes from you, peace comes to my old soul.
Father, now for our time of prayer, would you join me in our unison prayer? Mighty God, who speaks a word of peace to calm our troubled sea, caring God, who nudges us away from fear and toward faith, ever-present God, who fills us with awe, but also raises many questions without easy answers, open our eyes to see you in our boat today. Strengthen our hearts for the challenges that lie ahead. Open our ears this hour to hear the word you speak. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now have a time of silent prayer and musical reflection. Thank you. Lord, as we gather, we lift up much to you. We gather in this chaotic world where it seems as though hatred and unrest are around every corner, and ask that you would be with us in this boat. We lift up prayers for those who have lost their job and who are now searching for new ones. Prayers for the family, friends, and loved ones of Maddie Woodfork at her passing. Prayers for the family and loved ones of Richard Rice at his passing. We pray for Jacob Blake, for the injustice done upon him, for his long road to recovery. We pray for all persons of color in our country who have been subjected to violence and tyranny and oppression. We pray for those whose voices go unheard. Lord, we pray that all those who live with hate and fear in their hearts could be changed, that they would see people whom they are hurting, and that the hate that they bear in their hearts is not who we are called to be. Lord, we pray that those who have privilege would recognize it, wrestle with it, and overcome it. We pray that those who use fear and division to divide us from one another would not be able to do so. That false realities would not dominate our narratives, and that we would not be a people divided amongst ourselves, but that we would be united in hope and peace and love, that we would see one another in new ways. There are not words for the continuing tragedy of racial prejudice and violence that can do justice. But we know that in all that we do, you are present, and we just ask that you would guide us and help us to be open to your guidance of what needs to be done and who we could be if we would not let those voices and attitudes take residence in our heart. As we prepare to pray the Lord's Prayer, help us, O God, to know that it is more than just words, but it is a call to action that we could truly live the words that we pray. As we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I just listened to some music.
What's the name of it?
It's called Rock the Boat. Why?
Oh, by Casey the Sunshine Man.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think it sounds a little bit like what Pastor's preaching on today, about how important it is that when you're on a boat in a storm, that you have to help to keep that boat from shifting one way or the other. What do you got there?
Well, I have a little book.
What's it say inside?
Well, it's a necklace. Actually, it has nothing in it.
Well, that book isn't very
helpful
at all.
All the pages are blank.
That book doesn't help at all, does it?
It's cute, but it doesn't do much good.
No.
You know what else I have?
No, what do you have? Another book, right?
I have another book.
Oh, what's that?
It says the Holy Bible. It's the Holy Bible, and guess what's inside of this?
What?
All the words to the New Testament.
Now, those are words that would help when you're in the midst of a storm. When the boat begins to rock, we need to remember to turn to Jesus for some help.
Things that can help us. This won't do any good.
Not at all.
This one sure will.
Hey, boys and girls, let's pray, okay? Father God, right in the middle of our storms, will you be with us? Thank you. Amen. I'm listening to my music again, okay?
Okay.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch is...
Establish justice for me, Lord. because I have walked with integrity. I've trusted the Lord without wavering. Examine me, Lord. Put me to the test. Purify my mind and my heart, because your faithful love is right in front of me. I walk in your truth. I don't spend time with people up to no good. No. I don't keep company with liars. I detest the company of evildoers, and I don't sit with wicked people. I wash my hands. They are innocent. I walk all around your altar, Lord, proclaiming out loud my thanks, declaring all your wonderful deeds. I love the beauty of your house, Lord. I love the place where your glory resides. Don't gather me up with the sinners, taking my life along with the violent people, in whose hands are evil schemes, whose strong hands are full of bribes. But me, I walk with integrity. Save me. Have mercy on me. My feet now stand on level ground. I will bless the Lord in the great congregation.
Our second lesson for today is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 47 through 52. Evening came, and the boat was in the middle of the lake, but he was alone on the land. He saw his disciples struggling. They were trying to row forward, but the wind was blowing against them. Very early in the morning, he came to them, walking on the lake. He intended to pass them by, and when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost, and they screamed. Seeing him was terrifying to all of them. Just then he spoke to them, "Be encouraged, it's me, don't be afraid." He got into the boat, and the wind settled down. His disciples were so baffled they were beside themselves. That's because they hadn't understood about the loaves. Their minds had been closed so that they resisted God's ways. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. The winds of change are challenging, and they challenge us, just as they challenged the disciples when they were in the boat. I can understand how they were afraid, seeing someone walking across the water. Doubtful they had ever experienced that one before. I can imagine if I was in a boat and I saw someone walking on top of the water, I would also be a little unnerved by it. And yet, it's interesting to me that he just plans to pass the disciples by. It echoes for us many of the Old Testament readings and lessons where we see God pass by those like Moses and Elijah who are waiting to be just in the presence of God. And it signifies a shift in Christ's importance and a shift in how Mark is beginning to reveal who God and who Christ is to the disciples, that he was going to pass them by, very God-esque. But again, just like last week, we find the disciples in a boat with wind, and they are afraid. And again, we are still in a boat, and we are dealing with a storm and with wind and challenge, and it feels like we are rowing our oars and getting nowhere. I feel like I have been rowing my oars since the beginning of this crisis. And at times, that is how our faith journey is. We find ourselves in a spot where we simply end up rowing our oars and feeling like, Lord, I'm making no progress in my journey of discipleship. But we remember, if we have the courage and the wherewithal, that God is with us, even if God has to walk across the water to find us. And that would we cry out, God would get in the boat with us and say, don't be afraid, be encouraged, it's just me. I really like this image of informal Jesus saying like, hey guys, it's me, just getting in the boat. Because I think sometimes we get so caught up in Jesus as this big, shining example that we forget that he came and walked among us and existed and interacted with us in ways that we might not think. Here we have an example of him just saying, it's okay. And yes, the wind dies down and things get back to normal because he is now in the boat with them. But he does not come to them in some extraordinary way, aside from the fact that he's walking on water. But he just comes and says, it's me. It's me. The winds of change are difficult. And sometimes they are forced, and sometimes they are a storm, and sometimes they throw us so off kilter, we're not sure what we are supposed to do and how we are supposed to respond. And yet, in the midst of these winds of change, where we feel like we're not making any progress and we are simply stuck spinning our oars, we get a glimpse of who God is for us and how God is at work in our lives that helps us to get back on track. For myself, I have used some of this time in prayerful meditation and reflection, not necessarily because I want to, but because I have not been my best self, my best disciple during these months, because of frustrations and just the irritations of the situation we find ourselves in. And yet through that, I realized I was spinning my oars, so to speak, and making little progress because I was so caught up and worried about this and that, and did I get this done and that done, and everything was a week-to-week grind that I forgot to do what is most important, and that is take time to be with God and to develop my own relationship with God. And so when I finally sat down and engaged in discernment, I realized what I had been forgetting to do, and that has helped reshape me, even now, to be better during this time. When we are spinning our oars and feeling like we're making no headway, sometimes what we need to do the most is stop and look and listen for God. Maybe that means for us we open up and just read Scripture. Maybe that means we pray the Psalms. Maybe that means we just spend time in silence. Maybe that means calling one of our loved ones we have not called in a while to get an update, to check in. Perhaps it just means getting back to the simple things like prayer, reading a devotional, finding what it was that connected us with God originally. Sometimes when there is wind blowing and we feel like a storm is pushing us, it's not that it's pushing us in a new direction, but it is getting us back on the path of where we were called and where we are supposed to be. And we don't realize we have lost our way. It can be easy to get caught up and to feel off guard, especially right now. We're in a boat and it is rocking and there is a storm and it is chaos, and we feel lost and confused and abandoned, and we're like, God, where are you? I'm making no progress in my faith, and God is saying to us, I'm still here, I'm still with you, it's me. Did you not know that I was with you the whole time? Here I am walking across the water to be with you. Because the reality is that we are supposed to be now moving in this direction. You've lost track, you're off course. Let me help you guide yourself back to the path of the Lord, to the journey of faith that you are called to. The winds of change are hard, especially during times right now, because they're forced. It's not something that we necessarily wanted to have happen. We didn't want to be forced into a season of asking ourselves, how can we do worship differently? What does it look like to be online? How do we have meetings online? How do we have Bible studies online? What does it look like if we decide we want to meet outside? What does it look like? What kind of policies do we need to have in place? These are all questions that we did not necessarily want to ask ourselves and yet have been forced upon us. But through that, and through me taking time to sit down and check back in with God, I have realized that there's things that I should have been doing sooner that I could have done sooner, like outdoor office hours and making more phone calls and trying to check in with people on a more frequent basis. There's things we could have done with worship and working ahead and being better planners that sometimes it takes stopping and listening and looking and finding where God is at to really get the memo on. Not that we wanted these changes, but here they are. And God says to us, even in this storm with these new changes, whether you want them or not, I am with you, it's me, we can overcome, and I am in the midst of this season of change. When we find ourselves in the winds of change, we find God at work in our lives. And so we give thanks for a God who would walk on water to come and hang out with us, a God who supports us no matter what kind of challenges and changes we're going through, and a God who understands when we are frustrated or sad, when our boat is being rocked. So may you have the courage to remember that God is with you during these times of change, forced though they may be. And may all of us have the courage and the remembrance to know that we are the body of Christ. We span generations, centuries, and decades. We have encountered hardships before. We have hit the winds of change before, and we have overcome, and we will continue to overcome. Because the winds of change in my life, in your life, and in the life of the church are an opportunity to find God again, to reconnect with God, and to see who God and where God is calling us to be. Amen.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm near in chilly Jordan, oh, the lily of the valley, stand by me.
As we gather now for our time of offertory, let us have a moment of silent reflection as we give of ourselves to the Lord. Now let us join in our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, He held me rose. Praise for the Son and Holy Ghost.
Now let us join in the responsive act to the offering as I read the leader portion, and then I will invite you to join with me in the unison part. Giving is not a casual act. It relates God's work to our work. Peter writes, "As each has received a gift, employ it for one another, as good stewards of God's very grace, that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Let us give as people whose work is inextricably linked to God's great works of creation, redemption, and empowerment. Let us join together. Almighty God, giver of every good and perfect gift, teach us to give to you all that we have and all that we are, that we may praise you not with our words only, but with our whole lives. Amen. In our scripture, wind is often significant of change, and change is often challenge. And so we find ourselves yet again in the boat and yet again challenged, and yet we know that there are opportunities just waiting for us. The windows of the church are open right now, helping the wind flow through here, just as the wind should be invited and able to flow through us, that we could be instruments of God's love and change in the world, no matter what we encounter. May we remember that though the boat may rock and the waves may rise and the storm may brew and we may be afraid, it is okay to know that God is with us. It is okay to be afraid. But it is also, we should always remember to trust in the Lord who is with us and who will seek us out even if he has to walk on water to do so. And so we give thanks for a God who looks out for us no matter the storm we find ourselves in. Let us join in our benediction response.
Till we meet again, 'neath his wings secure.